right place for the truth. This is the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070, The Answer.
I Love Your Way. That's the song right there, baby. 1970. Oh, gosh. When did Frampton come alive? From about 77?
75, 76, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Frampton comes alive. Skinny little kid with long blonde curls. Now he's bald like Kojak. That leads us into our incredibly famous and much anticipated marriage segment. I take one segment of one day's show of the 5 days of the week to talking about the sanctity and the glory and how great marriage is. There's a lot of people go, ball and chain. I'm like, shut up. Marriage is amazing. It's wonderful. It makes life great. When you're in a great marriage, a strong marriage, and you had a super dip day at work, you want to call your spouse. I always want to call my wife. I'm like, oh my God, you're not going to believe what account we just closed or how we're doing. Or when I opened up this new business, the television soundstage production company, my biggest fan was my wife. She's like, I'm so proud of you. She pours me a scotch and we sit and talk about it. And if things aren't working well and all the gears aren't lined up, it sucks. My wingman on this op for many, many years has been the author of Honor the Vow, Robert Kosick. Mr. C, welcome back to the show.
Happy Friday, Sam. You ready to rock a marriage?
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. He's a marriage coach and he's a church deacon and he's like the classy guy in this segment and I'm more of the street raider in this segment. That if you go to our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show, you'll see Peter Frampton's baby, I Love Your Way, is the lyrics for Mr. Kosick's marriage maintenance tip. Go ahead, take it away.
I'm telling you, it actually leads right into what you wanted to talk about also, and we can actually start with that, with the women going out.
Okay, we may have to do two segments real quick, Mr. Kosick. And then I brought this up earlier. A guy reached out. He hears me talk about my wife doing a girls' night out. I do guys' night out. He says his wife, he wanted to know how many times my wife goes out, and then he made it clear that he's not happy with his wife going out there.
I'm telling you. And that actually is something really important to look at because there isn't any one straight answer for that. There's a lot of factors that play into what's going on there. Number one, if he's concerned about his wife going out and fooling around on him, there's something wrong at home.
Right, because he has no proof that his wife is doing anything bad, although he says she gets gussied up. And I said, my wife gets gussied up. I love when she puts on a sexy top, sexy clothes. She goes out with her girlfriends. I don't care. I want her to go out with her girlfriends.
Not a thing wrong with that. If the home site is good and solid and strong, that marriage is an eight, you probably have nothing to worry about. If you're treating her like garbage and you're not pumping her up and you're not feeding her all the great comments that she needs to hear, she may not go out and do something, but she may like to be flattered a little bit while she's out, and that may be all she's doing. She may be doing more. But if that's what your concern is, back it up to home and take a look at yourself a little bit. Draw a circle around yourself and say, I need to fix what's in this circle.
Because he did say that I work long hours. This guy works more than I do. And he did say, I'm not home a lot. I'm not paying attention to her. Because I say, do you tell your wife she's hot? Do you grab her butt? Do you look at her chest and go, yeah? He's like, no, I'm just working like a dog. I've been working like this for a long time.
Then he needs to take a break. I mean, it doesn't have to be hours on end. If he just takes a couple minutes a day, even as he's walking out the door, if he gets one of those comments, I love you, I can't wait to get back home to see you, can't wait to snuggle with you tonight. What did it take, 30 seconds? And boom, she's on cloud nine for the rest of the day. She knows he appreciates her. She knows that he loves her. And she may still want to go out with her friends, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's absolutely wonderful. It could be very healthy for a marriage if it's done right.
You know what? The best thing, Robert Kosick, by the way, marriage coach and deacon and author. Some people disagree. I think it's great for guys to go out with guys once a week or once every other week. Just be with guys. I think gals need to go out and be with gals and just talk amongst yourselves because we talk about and enjoy talking about different things.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you, my wife doesn't want to hear me gripe about work. Now, the guys are okay with it because they just tone you out and they can probably gripe with you. Or are you talking about the sports games and stuff like that? Your spouse may or may not be into sports. And so if you want to talk about it, guys and gals are different. Like it or not, we're different. We talk about different things. I'm not a details guy. I want just the facts. Don't bore me with the details. Some women want to give you all the details and probably never get to the facts.
I know. And you never want to go, could you get to the point?
That works well.
That's great. So what else happened? Tell me more.
Please tell me more. Wait. Let me turn the TV off first.
Let me turn down the A&M game. Go ahead. They're winning. They're winning by 20, 30 points. So anyway, what happened? No.
Oh, I'm telling you what. But yeah, actually going out with friends is really, really healthy. Here's just a couple of good reasons why it's healthy. One, you have a support system. All right, these are the people who are going to be with you. If things do get a little rough in your marriage or if you're going through a hard time, you can talk to them. You can vent and you can give them some emotional attachment that you may not be able to get to with your husband. And they're there to support you and encourage you and give you strength. They're there to praise you when you do well. Your husband should be doing that too. But it's good to have a network of those people. So if you're going out with your friends, as long as you're doing it healthy, in a very healthy way, it's a very positive thing for a marriage.
And well, here's the other thing, Mr. Kosick, in our marriage segment on AM 1070, The Answer. If you don't take, we'll do it from the guy's perspective. If you don't take your bride out and treat her like a mistress and a girlfriend, and you don't see her get all sexed up and all hot looking, right? But she gets all that dressed up to go out with her friends, that can make a guy a little uneasy.
Oh, yeah.
So in other words, you all just hang out. You don't take her out, or you take her, maybe you take her bowling or something. She comes out of the bedroom. She's got a tight little skirt on, heels, and a sexy top. Where are you going? Going out with the girls. I could see a guy who does not have the home front all squared away going, she don't do that for me. Well, you don't take her out.
No kidding. You don't give her a reason to do it because you don't give her the feedback that she wants. You know, if you go into the whole love languages things, what do people do to pull people's love towards them? So if someone's like, say, an acts of service, they clean the house, they do the dishes, they cook dinner for you, they do things for you because that's how they show you I love you. What they want back is the appreciation for what they just did. Well, if she's getting all dolled up and looking pretty hot and you're not saying anything to her, somebody else is going to say something to her.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, she may not go anywhere with it. She may just want to hear it. Right? But after a long time, you let that keep festering a little bit, and that's a pretty slippery slope. And emotional attraction is what leads to a physical desire, and you need to be careful.
Robert Kosick, my wingman on our marriage talk segment, Honor the Vow. And the same thing for guys. If all of a sudden you're going out with your buddies and you shave, put on a really nice shirt, nice slacks, put on your nice watch, nice shoes, and your wife's like, where are you going? I'm going out with the guys. You don't dress that way for me when
That's
we go
right.
out for dinner. It's,
That's right.
It's the same thing. It's a two-way street.
Yeah, there's a great King of Queens episode where the guy, the waitress, just gives him a nice compliment, and after that, he's all decked out. He's trying to lose weight, wearing his cologne, everything, and by the end of the show, she doesn't even give him the time of day, and he goes in total depression. Well, she doesn't like me anymore. It's just another guy. She was just trying to get a tip. That's all she was trying to get.
So going back, it's on our Facebook page, Baby, I Love Your Way. I want to be, I want to be with you every day. I want to tell you I love your way. I want to be with you night and day. You should do it. And if you can't, like even Denise said, and I was guilty of this, I opened up my new office on the 18th. I moved into the new production studio's office. It was a very long week. Even Princess said, you weren't paying much attention to me that week. And I said, I'm sorry. And I apologized. There's going to be a time when you're so busy you can't, but try to bring up the average by doing it on the days you can.
Yeah, you have to be intentional about it. And when you're going out with your friends, put a couple rules in place. Are you going to go out drinking to 3 o'clock in the morning like you're single, or you're going out with all your divorcee friends, or those kind of, that's not healthy. If you got young kids at home and you're coming home drunk, that may not be healthy. But if it's a good, healthy married couples, they're all happily married, they're just going out and having fun and enjoying each other's company, there's nothing wrong with that. There really isn't. And actually, there's a lot of positive that goes along with it.
Real quick, let me jump in. The fellow who started this conversation about my wife going out and his wife going out, his wife, I think of the four or five gals, half are divorced. And the other says, what time does your wife come home? I said, I don't know. Denise went to the Aerosmith concert Monday night. She got home at 12:30. I'd already fallen asleep. Her and her girlfriend, Chris, went. He said, well, she gets home at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, well, if you trust him, it don't matter, does it?
Right. Doesn't matter.
He was very uncomfortable that she's out with women who are looking for men.
Yeah, then he needs to be, because she's going to be looking for that attraction as well. And like I said, she may not do anything with it, but she just likes the attraction. And if she wants it that bad, he ought to be giving it to her. And he ought to go out of his way to figure out what it is that she really wants to hear from him, whether it's telling her the words or buying her the gifts or just snuggling up next to her. He needs to make sure she knows she's number one in his life and nothing's going to come between them. And if she knows that, she can go out and have all the fun in the world. And guys looking at her is really just going to probably make her more attracted to her husband. She goes, wow, I really am attractive. And my husband thinks so, too. I think I'm going to go back to him early tonight.
Heck, yeah. And she'll be coming home and plowing through the room. And you know the rest of the story.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And I'm all for that.
and make the most of your time. Denise and I, at the start of school, they had a meeting at the school the other night. And I leave work very early in the morning. This is 7 o'clock at night. I'm falling asleep in the building. And Denise takes out her phone and she texts me a message. Honey, She didn't want to say it, but she's like, honey, it looks like you're falling asleep. So I texted back, start sexing me now. That'll wake me up.
Might make you a little goofy in the meeting. But
you know what? Right. And all of a sudden, and I can see her start to smile, and I'm like, I sat up straight in my chair a little bit. And it's just good times and great oldies. Go have some fun. Just life
fact,
is short.
Just the fact that she smiled was good enough, even if she never sent anything back, right?
No, she's good to go. She kicks the tires and starts the fires.
There you go.
She's absolutely fantastic. Keep up the good work. Go to our Facebook page, and you'll see Mr. Kosick's marriage maintenance tip of the day, which is three words. Just say it. And remember, I think guys need to go out with guys once in a while.
Once in a while.
Gals need to go out with gals once in a while.
Yep.
Don't come home. Don't come home too late. Don't come home too all stinky drunk. Just have a good time.
Have a good time. And women, go out there and tell us some things you'd like to hear from your guys, and we'll be happy to follow suit. Tell us what you want us to say.
Now, was this a harmless segment? Is this a segment, Mr. Kosick, that needs to be banned anywhere?
Oh, I'm telling you. It's terrible. I can't believe they let us do it here, but hey. Dangerous. We're dangerous.
Salem Radio. They're a tough crew. No, they love when we talk about the sanctity and the glory of marriage. That's why we love being here.
What a wonderful thing. And I love doing this segment with you. It's a lot of fun.
Likewise. And you know what? It brings in a completely different audience who just want to hear our marriage segment, which I enjoy anyway.
Yeah, go home and rock your marriage tonight.
Amen. 847. Have a great day.
Have a good one.
Sam Malone Show, AM 1070. The Answer.